House Bill 1024, an act to authorize the release of certain information about adult inmates and parolees to victims, the community, and governmental entities.
House Bill 1024 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1034 is really a bill that clarifies which information on adult inmates and parolees the Department of Corrections may release to the public, yes, victims and governmental entities. Under current state law, there are conflicting statutes regarding the release of information on adult inmates and parolees. Certain statutes prohibit the DOC from releasing identifying information on inmates unless they escape. And other statutes prohibit the DOC from releasing the records regarding an inmate except to the court, the secretary of the DOC, the parole board, or the governor. And other statutes restrict the release of parole records. At the same time, there are statutes that require DOC to notify victims of prisoner releases, including parolees, release to work, minimum status, discharge, escapes, and furloughs. There are also many pieces of information in DOC records that are clearly public record information, like crime, sentence, time to first release, plea, and county of conviction. There are also several governmental agencies that need both individual and aggregate offender information, and that would include such agencies as the Social Security Administration to ensure that inmates are not illegally collecting SS benefits while incarcerated, the IRS to assist in the detection of false returns, lists supplied to the INS to identify illegal aliens, lists to various national consulates to identify citizens of their country that are incarcerated in the state prison system, and data submitted to the State Department of Labor to identify improper unemployment claims. So this bill truly lists out, especially in Section 4, if you'd go to Section 4, it would tell you what information can be released and would be necessary in terms of identifying the person involved for the governmental agency, and still allow victims, for instance, to have the information necessary to know when a certain inmate would be released or a parolee would be off parole. Sections 1, 2, and 3 of the bill amend existing criminal identification statutes and parole statutes, and that makes it clear that the listed information in subsection 4 may be released even with the provisions in this existing statute. So there's an effort to maintain the integrity of the existing statutes and yet allow the flexibility to release the necessary information. I think it's important to note that in the Senate State Affairs Committee, we did include an amendment that included confidential criminal investigative information in Section 1, and that's important because we do not want this information to be misused, especially by informants or in cases of divorce or other information that may not really truly benefit any individual in the state of South Dakota. I hope that you can move forward with House Bill 1024 and see its passage through the Senate. Thank you for your support.
Further remarks, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. While I don't disagree with certain provisions of this particular act, I'm somewhat bothered by the fact that I'm wondering if this is really a life safety issue, or if this is a critical issue for the Department of Corrections at this time, particularly as we visit other issues as they revolve around the Department of Corrections in our state. So with that, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I'd waive the reading. Everybody should have a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body,
if it passes.
Basically, what this bill does, it's a hog house amendment. We can all see that.
Okay, thank you.
And what I call for is for the Department of Corrections to seek American Corrections Association accreditation for our juvenile correctional facilities in the state of South Dakota. I know we've seen this bill before, but I think that it is important. I think it's important for a number of reasons. Number one, the Government Audit and Operations Committee was charged with overseeing this and making recommendations to the Department of Corrections and overlooking those issues as they revolve around juvenile corrections in the state of South Dakota. I've taken the appropriation out of the particular bill and any need for FTEs out of the original bill. And the reason I have done that is because they've done about a third of the background work already as it relates to ACA accreditation without any additional FTEs. They've also done that background work without any additional revenue to the department. And I truly believe that they can do that study. And I want you to understand, I think the misconception, the last time we got to discuss this particular issue was the fact that this was going to be mandatory. This is not mandatory. What we're doing is we're telling the Department of Corrections, you shall look into it, report back to the legislature, or report back to the Government Audit and Operations Committee. The Government Audit and Operations Committee will make a recommendation to the whole legislature. It's not saying that it's going to happen. It's just saying, let's finish the backgrounding on this. Do it and do it right. This is a life safety issue. And one of the reasons I bring it forward is in the past several weeks, I've had a number of discussions, particularly as it relates to people who have individuals out at the juvenile boot camp in Custer. And from what I am hearing, I am troubled. But this is just some of the things that have happened. Trays of food have been thrown at the juveniles assigned out there. Women guards watch as the young men shower. They're allowed 1 minute, 1 minute in the restroom. They're given 180 seconds to eat. One instance, an individual's toothbrush was thrown down the hallway in the restroom. That individual was made to crawl on his stomach to retrieve that toothbrush, not with his hands, but with his mouth. They've been hit in the face, name-calling, hours of solitary confinement. And I can go on and on and on. They tell us our system is fixed. Is it? When I suggest that the juvenile monitor look into this, they're very reluctant. The juveniles tell their folks, don't do that. There's reprisals in this system. I don't want to be a part of that reprisal. They'll know it was you, that I told you, and it'll become that much worse in here. That's not the way it should be, ladies and gentlemen. We should be straightforward, upfront, reasonable, and responsible. And that's all this amendment attempts to do. This amendment attempts to be reasonable and responsible and ask the Department of Corrections to check into these things. By not meeting federal standards reflected in ACA accreditation, the state passes up money every year. In the year 2000, I think it was somewhere in the area of $500,000 to $600,000. You look at the recidivism rate in our facilities are 30% to 40% greater in our juvenile facilities than in those states that have had ACA accreditation. I think that says a lot for itself. Accreditation in and of itself will certainly prevent a lot of lawsuits. And I'll tell you the truth of the matter, ladies and gentlemen, we have a number of pending lawsuits out there at this time yet as it relates to our juvenile correction system in the state of South Dakota. I'm not going to say that this will resolve that problem entirely, But what I am saying is that we, as legislators, need to take the first step, tell the Department of Corrections to go out and finish the review on accreditation, turn it into the Government Audit and Operations Committee, and we will in turn give a whole report to the legislature and make recommendations at that time. That is the reasonable and responsible thing to do. I would ask your support of the amendment for House Bill 1024. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Bogue.
President, I would move to table the pending amendment.
The motion is to table the pending amendment. Those in favor, say. Roll call's been requested. Is he supported? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He is supported. As your name is, the question before the Senate is the pending Moore Amendment. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll. A tabling motion for the Moore Amendment.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Ketzel,
no. Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons, Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting.
No.
Madam President, ayes 20, nays 14, excused 1.
The motion is received. A majority vote of the members elect. The Moore Amendment is hereby tabled. Further remarks on House Bill 1024. Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Evers.
Thank you. I hope that the body can go on and pass House Bill 1024. And again, this was an act to authorize the release of certain information about adult inmates. It clears up confusing statutes that are on the book. And again, I urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1024. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Yes.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Senator Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
Hange,
aye.
Ham, aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Senator Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Albers, Senator DeHuick, Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1024 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. A friendly announcement, the Capitol Club has cookies and juice in the Senate lobby.